38% of Americans would give up sex for a year just to travel again.
That's hurtful.
Anybody who would do this? Think about that. You could go anywhere in the world. If you could go anywhere in the world, travel anywhere in the world, but the only thing is, you'd have to give up sex for an entire year. Would you do it? Let's go to Jared, Mr. Yes. Nervous. You would do it.
Absolutely. In a second. Before COVID hit, I was going to California every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And yeah. Now I haven't gone anywhere in over a year.
And then you got COVID.
Yeah.
Then he did get COVID and he almost died.
That's true.
You were basically in the hospital.
Yeah, I was.
You were on a respirator.
I was not on a respirator.
Yeah.
You have diabetes and you have kidney disease and you have all sorts of other stuff. Do you think it's COVID related?
I don't think that was COVID related, but I definitely ended up in the hospital for a unknown disease.
Right. They're like, we don't know what this is.
Yeah.
And then he gets out of the hospital and like 3 weeks later, it's like COVID outbreak.
Yeah. Exactly. And then he exposed like, us to that? It all. And none of us got sick.
I would still give up sex for a year to travel again.
You
absolutely.
Would.
Yes. In a heartbeat.
All right. What about you, John?
Yeah, I would definitely travel.
Yeah, I would like to travel.
He doesn't have sex now. Okay, John, hold on. Let me ask you this.
What?
You don't get to use your fleshlight for a year.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
John, you can go to your favorite place, but you can't touch yourself or masturbate for an entire year.
No, that's not happening.
You would not give that up?
No.
Okay.
All right, would you give up masturbating for a full-time position here?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, because there's nothing you love more than masturbating.
Yeah, but I do love this job too.
No, you don't.
Okay,
stop.
But we're living in fantasy land.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'll just.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd ask. I was curious.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what people think. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Derek, obviously you don't really travel now.
I don't travel now.
So you wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I wouldn't do this. No.
And you would question. Let's say. If you're with somebody and they're like, oh, yeah, I'd totally give up sex for an entire year just to travel.
I feel like that would be hurtful.
That would be very hurtful.
It would be.
It's like, oh, you can go a year without it from me? Okay.
So
wow.
Do you think that your fiance is going to be hurt by you saying that?
Probably. But she also travels too, so I feel like it would probably be the same way.
So she would also.
Yeah, hopefully.
Nearly. You guys aren't even married yet and you're already not having sex.
Look at that. Just so they can travel.
Yep.
They're saying now more than half of U.S. consumers said they will take a vacation later this year, but also largely depends on vaccinations.
I think there's I would probably lean that it's probably more people that would give up sex for a year to travel again.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause traveling is so important
to
them.
Well, let's have a little bit of a debate.
Yeah. It looks like a debate is about to break out.
Let's go to Mark. Mark is in Texas. He's still on there. There we go. Let's go to Mark. Yes, Mark, we wanted to get your thoughts. 38% of Americans giving up the booty, not getting any ass for an entire year just to travel. What do you think, Mark?
Hey, give me a hot chick and you can keep traveling. I don't like travel.
So you would rather have a hot chick and have sex than travel?
Hell yeah. Crazy people out
there. Okay, so you don't.
Everywhere you go, there's a different crazy.
All right, so you don't want to go anywhere. You like just staying in your little bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to see anything else.
Oh, damn.
You don't have a favorite place you like to go.
Nah, I don't really care about that right now.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Let's go to another Mark. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, man, that would never happen. I would stay home and just lock that room and go at it like a beast.
Okay, so you would rather have sex than travel?
Yeah, I'd rather travel inside my...
I got you. Yes, you'd rather travel inside your bubble is what he was going to say in his little area, his neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We'll go to Josh. Shout out, Josh. What's up? Would you rather... I'm curious what ladies would think,
because
I feel like
they
would be like, oh, I could totally give up sex for a year, no problem.
We should have said that. This is more of a ladies thing.
Josh, what would you do?
Definitely, honestly, wouldn't give up sex, you know? It's like, what's the point of going out if you're not going to have sex with some, beautiful woman?
What's the point of
traveling? Well, some people enjoy traveling with their partner more than they like having sex with them.
Yeah.
Like, that is common with relationships.
You know, a lot of people
become buddies.
Become like pals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there's people right now that are like, yeah, I love traveling with my partner. I don't really like having sex with them.
Sex kind of mean.
Yeah.
It is. That's just so crazy, though. There are some people that are like, sex is kind of like, meh.
Yeah, but traveling with them is so fun.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so much fun.
I'm just tired of being in my house.
I just want to smell luggage.
Because sometimes it is difficult to find a partner that you travel well with. You know what I mean? Like, some partners you have, it's just you travel like ass together. Like, nobody's organized, and it's just chaos, and the trip sucks because of it. But some people mesh very well together traveling.
Well, I'm like the travel man.
You are. I am very organized. Me and my chick, it's a mess.
Oh, it's
We're
not.
We're just blaming each other for everything.
We are organized.
We're late for everything.
We are on time for everything.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are early.
No, I feel like my family hates it, too.
I don't think so.
Oh, they're like, do we have to get up again? Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You guys are out the door really early.
Really
when you're on
early.
Vacation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's going to be 14
hours of
Disney.
I thought a vacation was where you didn't do anything.
Right. There is a schedule.
Dad, I'm so tired.
So sleepy. Let's go to Beatrice. I wonder what Beatrice, does she want sex or does she want to be on a vacation? Let's
and
go
I'm
around
curious,
the room.
How do you say it? Is it Beatrice or is it Beatrice?
Beatrice. It's Beatrice.
Okay.
Beatrice?
Yeah, it's Beatrice.
Beatrice. Nailed
oh.
it. Yes. Go ahead, Beatrice.
I would not give up.
Or could be beet rice.
Okay, well, she already told us what it is.
If you look at it, B-E-A-T, beet, R-I-C-E, beet rice.
Right, or beet rice.
Yeah. So what you got?
I would not give up sex just to travel.
Or could be beet eat rice.
Yeah, okay, all right, thank you.
Maybe 30.
So you would, could you give up sex? I'm sorry, we're just having fun with your name real quick. And then I want to get your answer.
That's cool.
Would you give up sex for an entire year to travel?
Hell no. And I'm from Texas as well.
Okay, yeah. So you're about to pipe.
I mean, maybe 30 days, but no longer than that.
No longer. Right. What would happen to B eat rice if she didn't get the pipe for like an entire 30 days?
My face would break out.
Yeah, you know what? No, you're so smart because all these women, they're like, man, I get this acne. And it's like, no, having sex actually can help with acne. I might just be making that up. Right. I'm not 100% sure. But I have heard.
No, it's true.
I've heard that too, that like if your woman starts to get acne, that you should give her the pipe. And it's like Clearasil.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She starts to break up.
15 years. Yeah. So.
There you go. Well, thank you. Beet eat rice.
It's Beatrice.
Let's go to Ellie or beet rice. What's up, Ellie?
Hey, guys. Hey.
L. Lee?
So
Or L. Lie? What do you got?
Ellie.
What would you give it? Would you give it up? Give up sex for an entire year?
No way. I already had a time with my dude, like, with birth control that I had no sex drive, so that was, like, a year without sex, and it was the worst year of my life.
Golly. And he stayed with you?
Yes.
Oh, man, you owe him. You owe him something, like a card or, like...
I make up to him all the time now.
Yeah, I know, but did you ever, like, say or, you know, you're like, dang, because you lost your sex drive. Did you know you lost your sex drive, or would you go days without even thinking about it?
Oh, no, I knew about it, and we would talk about it.
Oh, poor guy.
It was just how her body felt because of the
That
birth
happens
control.
A lot. That's not
it
your
does.
Fault.
Yeah, it's really not.
That's just reaction.
You really got to look at the birth control. That can mess, you
That
know.
Can really mess it
oh,
up.
It could wreak havoc.
Well, thank you, Ellie. I guess nobody wants to travel. We'll go to Peter here.
I just like that the girls all need it still.
Yeah, well, so far, every
Except
girl still
Megan
needs
Except for Megan on Twitter
it.
Said, I'd 100% travel. Sex will be there when I get back.
Yeah, it's true.